Last month, the hockey arena in Hazleton had to be evacuated in the middle of a hockey game. Now it stands dark and empty. Peter Newbury is part of the community group, the Heart of Hazleton, and he joins me for more on this story this morning. Good morning, Dr. Newbury.
Good morning.
What happened that caused the rink to be evacuated last month?
Well, the we've known that the old arena was going to have some problems. We were kind of hoping that we would be able to keep the old girl going for another few years, but in the process of planning for the development of a new arena, we engaged an engineer to take a look at the old one to see if it could be repurposed. And when he had a look at it, he determined that the foundations were shifting, and this old A-frame 40-year-old volunteer-built arena looked like it had some dangerous aspects to it. And so, in fact, it wasn't a hockey game, but a hockey practice when the engineer determined that the dangers were that severe that we should shut the building down. And that's what happened, much to the great consternation of the kids involved, the parents involved, and the children who were to have their concluding figure skating carnival the next day.
Right. So they're in the middle of a hockey game. The announcement comes fairly abruptly. What's the general feeling in the community? As you said, you called this arena affectionately the old girl. It's 44 years old, and you said it was built by volunteers. So what's the feeling with it being shuttered at this point?
Well, I think the community is tremendously upset and concerned. First of all, of course, there is a deep concern about what we will be able to offer our kids for winter activity.
Mm-hmm.
It's the only really gathering place for winter activity in the Upper Skeena, and it's been the home of championship Pee Wee hockey team and a lot of hamburger hockey and a lot of figure skating and many, many nights of public skating and so on. So all of that is a big question at the moment. So the community is rightly concerned about that aspect of things. And then, of course, there is the issue of how we find the funding to pull the old arena down. There's another aspect of this too that I think is really important, and that is that the building has come in for some criticism over the years. It as I said, was a volunteer built building many years ago, so sometimes it tended to be colder on the inside than outside when we were playing hockey in it, and there were not many sort of amenities to the building, but it was a building that I think, generally speaking, the community was really proud of, simply because it represented the volunteerism and the can-do spirit of this community. And so, another aspect of our concern is how we find a way to honor that old building and the people who were generous enough with their time and so on to put it up in the first place.
Yeah, so what do you do? You have this building. It's been called structurally unsound. Will it be a teardown, and how much will that cost?
Well, we don't know that yet, and that's the Arena Association is looking very closely into that whole matter, and there are some ideas presently being worked out in terms of costs. Once the old A-frame is down, do we put up a bubble over the ice surface and try to keep it going for another couple of years? Do we operate it as an open-air arena? There have been some offers of temporary steel shelters that might be erected. We're exploring a range of options at this point.
And in the midst of all of this, you're also working on a campaign to build a new rec center. What's the plan?
Well, the plan is very well along in formation. As a local community fundraising effort, the Heart of the Hazletons has raised about $4.5 million now in various donations. We're applying to the provincial government, federal governments, through the gas tax funding for, we are hoping and we're aiming for $10 million plus So we are looking at a facility that will be a year-round facility, including not only an arena, but a workable gymnasium, perhaps a climbing wall, a number of things. We've consulted with the population here and the communities quite widely about what sort of dry land winter activities we could house in this building, and what the communities are looking for. The costing at this point will be around $15 million. And we have the plans well in hand. We've been working with architects and engineers on this, and in that respect, we're fairly far along.
So it sounds like you're feeling pretty optimistic.
Well, I am optimistic. The community, as you're probably aware, Carolina, and others are aware, this is the most economically depressed area of the of the province, and we're not asking for sympathy in that respect. We are asking for some recognition that we have some special challenges here. We don't have industry at this point, and we have particular health, mental health, educational challenges, which we want to work on addressing through the creation of this year-round recreation facility. So I'm optimistic, one way or another, this is going to be done.
Dr. Newberry, it's been interesting. Over the course of the entire winter, we have spoken to a lot of different communities that are dealing with aging infrastructures for their arenas, their community centers, even their community halls. How do you think Hazleton is doing things differently, perhaps, than other communities?
Well, I don't know. I think one of the things that we were very fortunate in being able to establish very early on in our planning, we were working with a couple of consultants, one fellow by the name of Tom Madden, who has had a great deal to do with the creation of recreation facilities throughout the province. Was responsible, for instance, for helping, along with a fellow by the name of Tom Barakoff, to pull together the Northern Sports Center, the Jago Sports Center at UNBC, and has had his hand in a number of other things. And with his assistance, we were directed to a production, an architectural design put together in response to a request from the province to BC Wood Association to take, because the province has been aware that there are a number of failing structures around the province, and this architectural firm, Hemsworth and Company, came up with a kind of a prototype design of a wood arena, which we adopted very early on, and we've been able to move on with some considerable success, I think. So I think the assistance of Barakoff and Madden and others, along with, I think, the development of a very strong local committee, has been our great help. And I should point out that...
Dr. Newberry, we only have about 30 seconds left here, so I'm going to interrupt you and just ask, when it comes to a sports center, how are you going to get by in the meantime?
Well, that's a good question, and as I was pointing out earlier, the Arena Association at the moment is looking at a number of options. We do want to try to provide something for our kids and for the recreation in the community, and I guess in that respect you'll have to stay tuned, because we are still working on what the options may be and what direction we want to take in that respect.
All right, we will stay tuned. Thanks so much for this update.
You bet.
That is Dr. Newberry, a Hazleton physician. He's raising money for a new year-round sports facility that, after the town's only hockey rink, had to be shut down in March.